The Sepoy Mutiny. The Boxer War showed what could happen when people got sick of being bullied by the Europeans and began to fight back. Another place this happened was in India, where the British had been in charge for a long time. In 1857, there was a massive revolt against British rule called the Sepoy Mutiny. Just like the Boxers attacked foreigners, the Indians went after British living among them. The Greethids were a young couple living in India when the Sepoy Mutiny broke out. Let's see what happened to them one Sunday afternoon in 1857. Thomas Greethed and his wife, Eliza, were bustling about their home in the British section of the Indian city of Meerut. The sun was setting, casting long shadows across their yard. The Greetheds were preparing to leave for the evening service at the local British chapel down the street.
"Honey, have you seen my necklace?"
asked Eliza, rummaging through the drawers of her vanity dresser. "I'm sorry, dear, I haven't seen it," Thomas answered, fastening his cufflinks. The Greetheds were preparing to walk out the door of the home when a commotion was heard down the street. The sound of shouting could be heard coming from the town square.
"Huh," said Eliza. "Sounds like a celebration of some sort."
But soon, pillars of dark smoke began billowing up into the sky, and gunshots were fired off in the distance.
"No, not a celebration. A riot!" exclaimed Mr. Greethed.
A group of the family's Indian servants came running up the lane to the Greethed home.
"Master, please hide yourself," yelled one of the servants. "The people are in rebellion against the British. They're on their way here now. They will kill you and Lady Greethed if you do not take cover immediately."
Thomas grabbed Eliza's arm and dashed inside. Thomas went into his den and retrieved his old Enfield rifle, which he had kept from his days in the British military. He loaded the weapon before running up to the second-story terrace with his wife and servants. As they did, a mob of angry Indians came marching up their driveway. Shots were fired, and the Greetheds could hear bullets striking the outside of their home. At that moment, two British officers came galloping on horseback toward the house. They took the mob by surprise, charging right through them. The mob fired shots at the two men. One of them was struck in the shoulder and cried out, but the bullet failed to knock him from his horse.
"It's Mr. Goff and Mr. Wayland," cried Eliza. "They've come to help us."
Thomas helped the two men into the house. Mr. Wayland was bleeding from the shoulder.
"'Tis nothing," he said when Eliza tried fussing over him. "We've got bigger problems to worry about."
Mr. Wayland and Mr. Goff drew their revolvers. Taking cover behind some furniture Thomas had piled up on the balcony, Thomas and the two officers began firing shots into the crowd. A few Indians fell wounded, causing the crowd to hang back.
"That gave them something to think about," said Thomas.
"It won't hold them off for long," offered Mr. Goff. "There's hundreds more massing on the other side of town. Wayland and I saw them. They're burning British houses and killing every Englishman they can get their hands on."
The mob mulled about the grounds, uncertain of what to do. They tramped Eliza's gardens and destroyed the yard with their tromping. The truce lasted only until dark. Once night fell, a party of Indians rushed forward, kicked in the front door, and threw burning torches into the Greethed's home. It wasn't long before smoke was flooding up the stairs to the balcony. The lower level began to crackle as fire spread. The Indians cheered and fired more shots at the balcony as the Greetheds and their friends lay flat on the ground, shielding themselves from the bullets and trying to stay beneath the smoke. On the first floor, several members of the mob had entered the house and were breaking and plundering even as the flames were spreading. The Indians shouted to each other,
"Where are they hiding? Find them and kill them!"
Eliza cried, but Thomas pressed his hand over her mouth. Soon, the group could hear several men trudging up the steps.
"That's it, chaps. We're finished," said Mr. Wayland, trying to stop the stream of blood coming from his shoulder.
The men readied their weapons and prepared for a fight.
We'll go down, but not before we take a few of them with us, said Mr. Goff.
Thomas nodded grimly, reloading his rifle. Eliza knelt and prayed quietly, begging God to help them find a way out of this horrible situation. When all seemed lost, they heard another voice.
You'll not find them up there!
It's Golub Khan! Exclaimed Eliza.
Golub was the chief servant in the Greethed household. An Indian like all the other servants, he had worked for the Greetheds for 7 years. His long years of service had caused a deep respect to grow between Golub and the Greetheds. Now he was stepping forward in a final attempt to save their lives.
The Greetheds are not here, he said curtly. They ran out the back a while ago. If you want to find them, you need to check in the alley. They're hiding there. Come on! To the alley! Kill them!
Chanted the mob, rushing out the front door. Thomas, Eliza, and their companions and servants rushed down the stairs. The lower level was now engulfed in flames.
Go out to the garden, Golub said. They will not find you there.
Golub, we owe you our life,
said Thomas, gripping the servant's shoulder affectionately. The party fled out through the gates and into the garden. The Greethed's garden was quite extensive, one of the largest and best maintained in Meerut. Golub led them to an obscure corner of the garden where the group could find shelter in a dense grove of mandara trees.
The red blossoms and dense foliage of the mandara will keep you hidden, said Golub. Stay here until I come for you.
Thomas nodded, and the group collapsed in the dirt beneath the trees, trying to stay out of sight. It was not a moment too soon. Seconds after hiding in the mandara trees, the mob returned angrily. They saw Golub outside the house and seized him by the shirt, accusing him of deception. For a moment, Eliza feared Golub would break from the abuse and give them away, but the faithful servant said nothing. After several tense minutes, the crowd unhanded Golub and stormed off in search of other British people to kill. As soon as they left, the Greethed's home collapsed from the fire. Eliza gripped Thomas's arm and cried. Their dreams lay in a flaming ruin.
At least we have our lives, Thomas said, holding his wife tenderly. We can always begin again.
The Greethed's were safe, but the troubles were just beginning. The rebellion would continue for more than a year all throughout India. Almost 6,000 Europeans were massacred by the Indians until the British army was sent in to restore control. The British eventually did gain control again, but at a cost of 800,000 Indians killed. It was a horrible lesson on how colonialism could go very wrong.